Thanks for joining the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica, and today we're joined on the phone by Nathan Mueller, Water and Cropping Systems Educator with Nebraska Extension. Nathan, thanks for joining us as always. Today we're getting an update on the wheat, especially in southeast Nebraska, talking about conditions, what they look like now, especially compared to years past. Set the stage for us. What are we looking at right now?
Yeah, I mean, the wheat conditions are a lot better than they have been this time of year compared to the last 2 years ago. So obviously, a year ago, we were dealing with already known loss of stand and winter kill issues. And then the year before with, again, kind of dry conditions. So with the warm weather we had this fall, and then actually some moisture that we got last fall, as well as some of the snow and rain that we've gotten this calendar year, the wheat is in much better shape than the last 2 years. So being optimistic, I guess, as of right now for a crop maybe more similar to 3 years ago.
Well, Nathan, it's no secret the last week or 10 days we've been blessed with really nice weather across the region. Do folks need to be looking out for anything? If weather turns cold, what does that look like?
Yeah, so a number of challenges we can run into when we get these, what I call false springs in Nebraska in our continental climate. This does happen sometimes. I know some people have been comparing this to kind of the early warm weather we had in 2012. But even last year, kind of in Jefferson County, kind of southern side, we did, you know, warm up a little bit, and then we got really cold again in March. And what can happen is the wheat can come out of dormancy, start to green up, and then it's not as tolerant to really cold or extreme temperatures. And so then we can get essentially spring kill of that crop if it gets cold enough. And so that's something I guess growers and agronomists need to be the watch out is constantly looking at that crop here as we go between now and April in case an event like that would happen. Hopefully not. So there's a little bit more risk to the crop. And there's differences in varieties. Some varieties are more based on photoperiod sensitive, so looking at hours of light and dark and maybe not hop and green up right away, where some are more temperature driven, growing degree based, that are going to green up a little faster and come out of dormancy. So there will be some importance to not only scout if we have those events, but also looking at your records of what variety was planted where and comparing those differences if that were to happen. So fingers crossed that we don't deal with that, but obviously a potential risk that we have this year.
Yeah, most definitely. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Nathan Mueller, Water and Cropping Systems Educator with Nebraska Extension. Nathan, you had mentioned to me before we came on air today, you're getting a lot of questions about nitrogen management for wheat. What are those questions and those conversations you're having with growers?
Yeah, I mean, with the warm weather, I mean, 50s, 60s, and 70s here, you know, type weather, you know, we're kind of sitting almost in some regards what it looks like, you know, the third week of March here compared to the end of February. And so people are asking, is it, you know, too early? The wheat's starting to green up. Is it too early to go out there with nitrogen fertilizer like I normally do during green up? And I think the answer this year, at least for the southeast Nebraska crop, where we had a lot of good fall growth and tillering and the wheat has good biomass compared to normal, is I would really hold off. What I don't want to do is convince that wheat that it really needs to get up and go this spring, especially if it does turn cold again. Second, when we have good tillering and growth and we put on too much nitrogen too fast, sometimes we can stimulate extra biomass and growth that can lead later this season to increase lodging risk if we get moisture that goes along with that. What I've been telling growers and agronomists is just to hold off and watch the wheat as we go and hopefully get more closer to that normal timing, especially if they had some fall nitrogen on. If growers had 20 to 30 pounds on in the fall, we don't need to rush to get out there versus if nothing was put on at all. But the one exception would be if you got wheat in really late, it didn't tiller, it just emerged in, let's say, in December or is just emerging now. Those would be fields that you could go out on a little bit on the earlier side here to promote some spring tillering and biomass that could help with yield potential. So it kind of depends what your wheat looks like and then kind of flexing that based on conditions. So overall, I think that the answer is to drag our feet a little bit and not rush to get out there.
Nathan, always a wealth of information. If folks have more questions or want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, best way, you can reach out to me on my work cell phone number. It's 402-821-1722. Also email nathan.mueller@unl.edu. And of course, check out my website that does have a page dedicated to winter wheat in eastern Nebraska, which is croptechcafe.org.
All right. That again, Nathan Mueller joining us, water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension, joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex Makavica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.